This is Janet Clay, Jr. speaking, people. You've just heard the Wiley's High School girl sextet singing the second verse of America the Beautiful. These words remind us of what we owe to the founders of our nation, and they remind us, too, that self-control and law are necessary if we're going to enjoy the blessings of liberty. The people who here today in the studios of KIHR, Hood River, are going to read to you three of the most dangerous and radical documents of all time. On December 10th, we celebrate Human Rights Day. Not only all over the United States, but in 102 other countries, people are celebrating Human Rights Day. These dangerous, radical documents put into words the deepest instincts of all living things, as well as the deepest instincts of mankind. Here in the Mid-Columbia region, we should be very grateful, really, that all animals and insects cannot understand the English language. For if they did, we'd have more trouble controlling them than we do already. The chairman of the Radio and Study Committee, whose voice you are hearing, organized this program in 3 days. He had much less trouble getting the 3 men and the 5 singers here to help than she has had in the past in persuading a group of friends to come for dinner. It seems that a love of liberty is even stronger than a love of food. You will hear first the voice of Bill Fahey, who will read the first 10 amendments to the Constitution of the United States. We would never have had this Constitution without the Bill of Rights, for the states refused to accept the statement of their rights in general terms. They wanted them spelled out, too. Even then, only 9 of the 13 states agreed to the document. Let us remember this today. And there seems to be a little trouble in the United Nations getting 103 separate nations to agree to anything. What's teaching a horse to add? We wonder not that they do it badly, but that they try to do it at all. Now, Bill Fahey of St. Mary's Parish, Hood River, will read the Bill of Rights.
Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or of the right of people to peaceably to assemble, and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. 3. No soldier shall in time of peace be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner, nor in time of war, but in a manner to be prescribed by law. 4. The right of people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. 5. No person shall be held to answer for a capital or other infamous crime unless on a presentment or indictment of a grand jury, except in cases arising in the land or naval forces, or in the militia, when in actual service in time of war or public danger, nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy of life or limb, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without the due process of law, nor shall have private property taken for public use without just compensation. 6. In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which districts shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witness in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. 7. In suits at common law, where the value in controversy shall exceed $20, the right of a trial by jury shall be preserved, and no fact tried by a jury shall otherwise be re-examined in any court of the United States than in according to the rules of the common law. 8. Excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted. 9. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. 10. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people.
160 years later, the General Assembly of the United Nations adopted the resolution which Ken C., business agent of the International Woodworkers of America, will read to you.
The Universal Declaration of Human Rights was adopted by the United Nations General Assembly at its 183rd meeting, held in Paris, France, on December 10, 1948. It is as follows. Now, therefore, the General Assembly proclaims this Universal Declaration of Human Rights as a common standard of achievement for all peoples and all nations, to the end that every individual and every organ of society, keeping this declaration constantly in mind, shall strive by teaching and education to promote respect for these rights and freedoms, and by progressive measures, nation and international, to secure their universal and effective recognition and observance, both among the people of member states and among the peoples of territories under their jurisdiction. Article 1. All human beings are born free and equal in dignity and rights. They are endowed with reason and conscience and should act towards one another in a spirit of brotherhood. Everyone is entitled to all the rights and freedoms set forth in this declaration, without distinction of any kind, such as race, color, sex, language, religion, political or other opinion, national or social origin, property, birth, and other status. Everyone has the right to life, liberty, and security of person. No one shall be held in slavery or servitude. Slavery and the slave trade shall be prohibited in all their forms. No one shall be subject to torture or to cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment or punishment. Everyone has the right to recognition everywhere as a person before the law. All are equal before the law and are entitled without any discrimination to equal protection of the law. All are entitled to equal protection against any discrimination and violation of this declaration and against any incitement to such discrimination. Everyone has the right to the effective remedy by the competent national tribunals for acts violating the fundamental rights granted him by the Constitution or by law. No one shall be subject to arbitrary arrest, detention, or exile. Everyone is entitled in full equality to a fair and public hearing by an independent and impartial tribunal, in the determination of his rights and obligations and of any criminal charge against him. Everyone charged with a penal offense has the right to be presumed innocent until proved guilty, according to the law, in a public trial at which he has all the guarantees necessary for his defense. No one shall be subject to arbitrary interference with his privacy, family, home, or correspondence, nor to attacks upon his honor and reputation. Everyone has the right to the protection of the law against such interference or attack. Everyone has the right to freedom of movement and residence within the borders of each state. Everyone has the right to leave any country, including his own, and to return to his country. Everyone has the right to seek and to enjoy in other countries asylum from persecution. This right may not be invoked in the case of prosecutions genuinely arising from non-political crimes or from acts contrary to the purposes and principles of the United Nations. Everyone has the right to a nationality. No one shall be arbitrarily deprived of his nationality, nor denied the right to change his nationality. Men and women of full age, without any limitations due to race, nationality, or religion, have the right to marry and to found a family. They are entitled to equal rights as to marriage, during marriage, and at its dissolution. Marriage shall be entered into only with the free and full consent of the intending spouses. The family is the natural and fundamental group unit of society and is entitled to protection by society and the state. Everyone has the right to own property alone, as well as in association with others. No one shall be arbitrarily deprived of his property. Everyone has the right to freedom of thought, conscience, and religion. This right includes freedom to change his religion or belief, and freedom to manifest his religion or belief in teaching, practice, worship, and observance. Everyone has the right to freedom of opinion and expression. This right includes freedom to hold opinions without interference and to seek, receive, and impart information and ideas through any media and regardless of frontiers. Everyone has the right to freedom of peaceful assembly and association. No one may be compelled to belong to an association. Everyone has the right to take part in the government of his country directly or through freely chosen representatives. Everyone has the right of equal access to public service in his country. The will of the people shall be the basis of the authority of government. This will shall be expressed in periodic and genuine elections, which shall be by universal and equal suffrage, and shall be held by secret vote or by equivalent pre-voting procedure. Everyone, as a member of society, has the right to social security and is entitled to realization through national effort and international cooperation. And in accordance with the organization and resources of each state, of the economic, social, and cultural rights indispensable for his dignity and the free development of his personality. Everyone has the right to a free choice of employment, to just and favorable conditions of work, and to protect against unemployment. Everyone, without any discrimination, has the right to equal pay for equal work. Everyone who works has the right to just and favorable remuneration. ensuring him and his family of an existence worthy of human dignity, and supplemented, if necessary, by other means of social protection. Everyone has the right to form and to join trade unions for the protection of his interests. Everyone has the right to rest and leisure, including reasonable limitation of working hours and periodic holidays with pay. Everyone has the right to a standard of living adequate for the health and well-being of himself and of his family, including food, clothing, housing, medical care, and necessary social services, and the right to secure, in the event of unemployment, sickness, disability, widowhood, old age, or other lack of livelihood in circumstances beyond his control. All children, whether born in or out of wedlock, shall enjoy the same social protection. Everyone has the right to education. Education shall be free, at least in the elementary and fundamental stages. Elementary education shall be compulsory. Technical and professional education shall be made generally available, and higher education shall be equally accessible to all on the basis of merit. Parents have a right to choose the kind of education that shall be given to their children. Everyone has the right freely to participate in the cultural life of the community, to enjoy the arts, and to share in the scientific advancement and its benefits. Everyone has the right to the protection of the moral and material interests resulting from any scientific, literary, or artistic production of which he is the author. Everyone is entitled to a social and international order in which the rights and freedoms set forth in this declaration can be fully realized. Everyone has duties to the community in which alone the free and full development of his personality is possible. In the exercise of his rights and freedoms, everyone shall be subject only to such limitations as are determined by law solely for the purpose of securing due recognition and respect for the rights and freedom of others, and of meeting the just requirements of morality, public order, and the general welfare in a democratic society. These rights and freedoms may in no case be exercised contrary to the purposes and principles of the United Nations. Nothing in this declaration may be interpreted as implying for any state, group, or person any right to engage in any activity or to perform any act aimed at the destruction of any of the rights and freedoms set forth herein.
The Declaration of Human Rights, as the nation slowly came to realize that the child is father to the man, that without assuring the rights of children, there could be no right for the men and women if they are to become, the General Assembly of the United Nations adopted another resolution. Jim Mallon, principal of May Street School, Hood River, will read it to you.
Declaration of the Rights of the Child, 1959. Preamble. Whereas the peoples of the United Nations have, in the Charter reaffirmed their faith in fundamental human rights and in the dignity and worth of the human person, and have determined to promote social progress and better standards of life in the larger freedom, whereas the United Nations has, in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, proclaimed that everyone is entitled to all the rights and freedoms set forth therein, without distinction of any kind, such as race, color, sex, language, religion, political or other opinion, national or social origin, property, birth or other status. Whereas the child, by reason of his physical and mental immaturity, needs special safeguards and care, including appropriate legal protection, before as well as after birth. Whereas the need for such special safeguards has been stated in the Geneva Declaration of the Rights of the Child of 1924 and recognized in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and in the statutes of specialized agencies and international organizations concerned with the welfare of children. Whereas mankind owes to the child the best it has to give, now, therefore, the General Assembly proclaims this Declaration of the Rights of the Child to the end that he may have a happy childhood and enjoy for his own good and for the good of society the rights and freedoms herein set forth, and calls upon parents, upon men and women as individuals, and upon voluntary organizations, local authorities, and national governments to recognize these rights and strive for their observance by legislation and other measures progressively taken in accordance with the following principles. Principle 1. The child shall enjoy all the rights set forth in this declaration. All children, without any exception whatsoever, shall be entitled to these rights, without distinction or discrimination on account of race, color, sex, language, religion, political or other opinion, national or social origin, property, birth or other status, whether of himself or of his family. 2. The child shall enjoy special protection and shall be given opportunities and facilities by law and by other means to enable him to determine physically, mentally, morally, and spiritually and socially in a healthy and normal manner and in conditions of freedom and dignity. In the enactment of laws for this purpose, the best interest of the child shall be the paramount consideration. 3. The child shall be entitled from his birth to a name and a nationality. 4. The child shall enjoy the benefits of social security. He shall be entitled to grow and develop in health. To this end, special care and protection shall be provided both to him and his mother, including adequate prenatal and postnatal care. The child shall have the right to adequate nutrition, housing, recreation, and medical services. 5. The child who is physically, mentally, or socially handicapped shall be given the special treatment, education, and care required of his particular condition. 6. The child, for the full and harmonious development of his personality, needs love and understanding. He shall, wherever possible, grow up in the care and under the responsibility of his parents, and in any case, in an atmosphere of affection and of moral and material security. A child of tender years shall not, save in exceptional circumstances, be separated from his mother. Society and the public authorities shall have the duty to extend particular care to children without a family and to those without adequate means of support. Payment of state and other assistance toward the maintenance of children of large families is desirable. 7. The child is entitled to receive education, which shall be free and compulsory, at least in the elementary stages. He shall be given an education which will promote his general culture and enable him on a basis of equal opportunity to develop his abilities, his individual judgment, and his sense of moral and social responsibility, and to become a useful member of society. The best interests of the child shall be the guiding principle of those responsible for his education and guidance. That responsibility lies, in the first place, with his parents. The child shall have full opportunity for play and recreation, which should be directed to the same purposes as education. Society and the public authorities shall endeavor to promote this, the enjoyment of this right. 8. The child shall, in all circumstances, be among the first to receive protection and relief. 9. The child shall be protected against all forms of neglect, cruelty, and exploitation. He shall not be the subject of traffic in any form. The child shall not be admitted to employment before an appropriate minimum age. He shall in no case be caused or permitted to engage in any occupation or employment which would prejudice his health or education or interfere with his physical, mental, or moral development. 10. The child shall be protected from practices which may foster racial, religious, and any other form of discrimination. He shall be brought up in a spirit of understanding, tolerance, friendship among people, peace and universal brotherhood, and in full consciousness that his energy and talent should be devoted to the service of his fellow men.
Thank you, Mr. Mellon. The President of the United States, sitting before the 16th General Assembly of the International Body that holds the fate of all mankind and time, said this in September 1961. The events and decisions of the next 10 months may well decide the fate of man for the next 10,000 years, and we in this hall shall be remembered even as part of a generation that turned this planet into a flaming funeral pyre, or as the generation that met its vow to save succeeding generations from the scourge of war. You who are listening out there, people of Hood River and Clickitat and Samania and parts of Washoe County, 3 of these 10 months are now gone. Do not become part of a generation that turned this planet into a flaming funeral pyre. Wars are not made by evil men, they are made by good and honest people who are too busy, too uninformed, and too indifferent to raise their voices, to write their national offices, to do the very little study required to make enlightened decision on affairs of national importance. It doesn't take a college education to understand these matters. Those who have studied the questions deeply have shared their knowledge with us in a form we can understand. The native good sense and wisdom of the American people is enough to produce wise decisions. Let yours be known. Remember that the dragon's teeth of World War II were shown when the United States refused to join the League of Nations. Many of your men are dead because of this. Don't let it happen again. The ancient dream, peace on earth, goodwill toward men, can only come true if all nations join together to make it come true. Some of them have ways that are alien and threatening to us, but let us say, as nations, as we say as people, let him who is without sin among you be the first to cast the stone. Join with the Hood River chapter of the United Nations Association to save the world for the young voices who have just sung to us, America, America, don't give just your money, give yourself.